Sweet old Chris was talking about my asshole.
Everybody talks about your ass.
Yeah, right. He called me an asshole.
he kind of did.
Dead. Jim, you're an asshole.
Oh, I missed that apparently. Seriously?
Yeah.
at the very end. He said, Gavin, come on down. We're waiting for you. And Jim, you're an asshole.
I did hear that. You're right.
He said you're an asshole for not coming down.
Yeah, that was so hot, man. I just started beating off right there in the office.
Lord.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, that was so hot, man. I just started beating off right there in the office.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2813 of the BFO for Wednesday the 7th of November 2018. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day. Got an Axe Big Fatty question and some voice letters. Hello, prognosticators. Big Fatty prognosticators. That's a five-syllable word. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your prognosticators, because y'all, I am recording this prior to the polls closing on Election Day on Tuesday. So, y'all, the prognosticators, y'all, they're being... They're being cautious. They're being deliberately cautious. Yes, Big Fatty, by not pretending like they know what the hell's going on, because y'all, I think they've proven in the past that they don't know what the hell's going on. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, maybe a couple of days before we know how it all turns out. But y'all, I think, regardless of the way things turn out, y'all, I think you know, we're a bit divided in the country right now, and I don't know if it's regardless of how it comes out, I don't know that that's going to change right away. But y'all, it's so you know, just you got to you got to have faith. Y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, I've made some ham solid, and I just ate some of it. Yes, Big Fatty, and it's already coming back up on ya. And, but anyway, y'all, regardless of how things turn out, y'all, there's one thing I don't really care for is folks being braggadocious. So, regardless of how it comes out, y'all, just either take your lumps or swallow your pride, or you know, celebrate within. And you know, there's no need to rub anybody's nose in anything. However it turns out, we all work for the better good. Big Fatty, you're just so wise and old, especially old. He did, and he sent me a little Twitter message, and I immediately became an old creeper and said, oh, you've earned a place at the table, or a chance to sit on the special chair, B, Fatty. But anyway, y'all, trying to think about y'all, I was watching the dancing. Watching the dancing on Monday night, and y'all, it was quite good. Y'all, I don't understand
how the crazy guy Bobby, I think is his name, and Von Zeesh Joe. Yeah, speak very y'all. They're not very good, and y'all yet they're still on the little show. And y'all next week is the semifinals or the quarterfinals or something like that. I don't know. Y'all, it seems to me like there's There's still too many of them. Yes, be ready. And, y'all, it's getting to the point now where they're just going to have to start getting rid of some of the better dances. Y'all, since they evidently can't get rid of grocery shop Jose, Joe, and I think his name is Bobby. But anyway, y'all, I have to admit, it was country night. Being funny, it was not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, I have to admit, it was actually better than I thought it was going to be. Because I'm not really a country music fan, but y'all, they all did pretty good. And, y'all, after that, y'all, I headed on to the love chamber, and y'all, I'm happy to report Tuesday morning, y'all, I after dropping a coil, bing, honey, and my morning nipple walk, y'all, I hit 150 and a half pounds. So y'all, I am close enough to being at 140 in the 140s for my reunion that starts tomorrow on Thursday. So again, I'm quite pleased, y'all, I did my morning nipple walk, and I came back and got my shirt, and y'all, I piddled around the villa here. Y'all, I made a ham solid. That Brian and Danbury, he and Danbury Jr., went and voted today. They both got a little sticker. Y'all, speaking of that, Granny went to vote, and y'all, the line was so long, he just went on home, and he said, I'm going to go back later. About 4 o'clock, I said, the line will be longer then. And so, y'all, he went back, I don't know, probably, I guess it was about two, I say, tooth hurty. Big fatty, I thought that was the time to go to El Dentisto, it is. But, y'all, he sent me a testimony. He had been in the line for 40 minutes and still hadn't voted. But I told him, I said, well, you know, that's part of it. And, y'all, the nice thing is, by the time we have another election in two years, Granny will be 65, and he can do the early voting because he'll be crippled. Benny! anyway, and... y'all had lots of folks announce on the Twitter that they had gotten out and voted and everything, and big thumbs up to everyone for doing that and all. Y'all, I did my afternoon nipple walk. Y'all, it was hot as blue blazes in Charleston Tuesday. Y'all, I think it went to 85 and the humidity was up. Y'all, I was sweating like a whore in church. Big heavy. I had to take a second shower just to rinse off. After my second nipple walk, I did the circle, and there were no directional calamities for that. But and y'all, now I am here at home recording the little show, and going to be watching the election results tonight, and y'all, that pretty much was my day today. Yes, Big Freddy! See y'all, today we have not one but two, I say two, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he is the co-host of that stick it with a poke. Show y'all, he always goes to that that florist event down there at the. You know, when they have all the rosebuds and everything. Y'all, it's the number one funky homo. It's Jim. Oh, Big Vinny, we love the number one funky homo. It's true. And y'all, our second celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, he's always in the chat room. Over there at the Stick It With a Poke. Y'all, and he posts all the good pwn. He had some very good pwn this past weekend. He's the number one fan of the BFO for 2018. Y'all, it is none other than Mike and Squabby. Oh, Big Vinny, we love Mr. Mike. It's true. And y'all, I thank Mr. Mike. Has been to every one of the Pride 48s also. Anyway, y'all, if you see the number one funky homo or the number one fan of the BFO, Mr. Mike, in the 20, or the Face Space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fanny, I hope they both get a big old piece of cake. And I hope Jim's has lots of buttercream rosebuds on it. Big Fanny, I just cannot believe how vulgar I am.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Big Fanny, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fanny?
Hairdresser.
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us via the e-letters, y'all, from my number one straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future. Big Fatty, you didn't win the horse races in the Melbourne Cup. No, I didn't. I was unsuccessful in picking a winner. Not a winner, but Straight Bob has, y'all, but we hadn't heard an answer back. From Veda on Straight Bob's last question. But Straight Bob says, Dear Big Fatty, my question is this. Which of the two do you believe has had more dick in it? The Special Chair or Madonna? Thank you for calling. Well, first of all, Straight Bob, thank you so much for the content. It's always, always lovely to hear from my number one straight boyfriend, and this is an excellent question. You know, Straight Bob, I believe, and this question is probably easier to answer than one might think, but I believe biblical scholars indicate that the Madonna was it was an immaculate conception, which would require no dick to be in it. And I can assure you there has been plenty that has enjoyed the Special Chair. Yes, Big Fanny.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Big Fanny, I keep forgetting we have this new music. I do too. Y'all, today, the 7th, y'all, it is the anniversarium of the host of the Pod Cubs. Big Fatty has met him many times when Big Fatty goes over to Hatlanta for Crema to the crema dinner at the Colon Aid. Big Fatty. And y'all, it's Romo. And Romo and his husband, Alan. Now, I've never met Alan, but Big Fatty, he's smarter than the rest of that group over there, I guess so. But y'all, it is the anniversarium of Alan and Romo, and y'all, I heard through a little bird that they may be moving to Charleston. Big Fatty, but that's yet to be confirmed. But anyway, so y'all, if you see Romo or Alan on the 20th, or the face space, wish them a happy anniversarium. And Big Fanny, maybe they can enjoy some of that nasty frozen top layer of wedding cake.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Yeah, that's it. Y'all, I have just received a testimonium from Granny, and y'all, he sent me a picture, and he had a big old smile on his face, and he's got the sticker on his shirt that says, I vetoed, Bee, Fanny, he said he said it took an 1 hour and 40 minutes. I told him, I said, well, next time you can vote early because you'll be 65. He goes, no, I won't. I said, Granny, the next election is in 2 years. Oh, okay. So he will be 65. But I asked him, I said, was the line longer when you came out than when you than it was when you got there? He goes, yes, it was. And so, you know, y'all, it's almost like Big Fatty knew what the hell he was talking about. Big Fatty. y'all, I got to just take a moment here. I couldn't be prouder, more proud of Granny for doing that. You know, it's just he did the right thing, and I know a lot of y'all did the right thing too. And y'all, sometimes you just get set in your ways and things like this, and y'all I'm just proud of Granny, and I know Durwood feels the same way. I hope that there are many more elections to come, Granny, that we can vote in. Big Fanny, you grab hold of every one of them you can. You never know. It's true. Speaking of Granny, there's been some discussion of Granny's new toupee. Bill in St. Louis, you know, he's the number one fan of the BFO, he says he'd like to see a before and after picture of Granny. Granny, if you'll make sure we get some before and after pictures, I'll post them over there at the BFO for everyone to see. And that Peter G, host of the Lotzel, he says, toupee that costs $27.99. What's it made of? Muskrat? Big Fanny, is it that night? Well, it says it's human hair. Big Fanny, so was a voodoo a tiki doll. Oh, Dick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, off to the Von's East today. Y'all, I've gotten the sneak peek at the circular. There are a few little things I'm going to get. They've got the good bag solids on sale. And y'all, you know, it's a good solid. It's, yes, Big Fanny, it keeps you moving. So anyway, y'all, At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the birthday boy of the number one funky homo. And Jim, just out of curiosity, when you heard about Granny getting his toupee, what did you think?
That was so hot, man. I just sort of beaten off right there in the office.
Oh, well, I'm sure the people at your coal mine didn't think anything about
it. You
can
leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.